96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. This is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. I'm hanging out with the stress reliever himself. It's George Wilborn. He is in for our superstar takeover, and we've got two truths and a lie. Today's theme is going to be jail stories.
Jail stories. Oh, my God. I don't know if I have any of those.
You sound so smooth.
I mean to tell you that.
Jail stories or open warrants? Which one are we doing?
It's a difference, right? Now, jail or, you know, just overnight incarceration? When one?
If you've ever seen the, if you've ever been handcuffed, you've ever seen the inside of a police car, you've ever been inside of a cell for any amount of time.
Oh, hell, I used to be handcuffed every second Saturday, but that was another story.
Listen, these are literally first date questions. If you've ever been on probation, if you've ever had to call someone and ask if you can go out of state, all of these things apply, okay?
Okay, all right, I got you. All right, no problem.
All right, DJ Iron, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let me go first. Actually, DJ Iron, you go first today.
Okay, here's my story, guys. I almost was in jail. Well, this is what happened. It's the holiday. It's around Thanksgiving. And this is before me, you know, having more sense about eating pork. My family was very big on honey baked hams. So my family wanted the honey baked ham. In fact, we wanted more than one because we had a lot of people coming over. So I ordered the honey baked ham. You know, it's 2 days before Thanksgiving. There's a line. So we're waiting in line.
One for you, one for the family.
Yeah. More meat in the family, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
So I'm in the line. I finally get up to me. It's a lot of hustle and bustle, a lot of stuff going on. It's the holidays, right? Mm. So, I'm you know, is this your order? Yes, it is. I give them my money. I pay my money. When she comes back, she gives me, clearly someone else's order. It had to be at least $350, almost $400 worth of stuff. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't say a word. I just, as big as I am, I high-stepped it out of that honey bag and got in my minivan. As soon as I was about to pull off, that nightstick, click, 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 click on my window. I roll the window down. Sir, you do know that's over $300 worth of stuff. That's a felony.
Wait, what? You're telling me that they knew you that wasn't your order?
Security guard, I guess the person inside, when they looked in their order and saw my two hams, and I don't walk out with way more
with
than
nine hams.
Yo, he told me it was a felony. They can have all them hams back. Nah, bruh. No, I'm not. I'm a big dude. I can't go to jail for no pork. Can't go to jail for pork now.
Wow. So you gave it back?
Yeah, I gave it back. I gave it back.
Good. I was about to be judging you, honey. Okay, so y'all are definitely going to judge me. So back in the day, this was about 15 years ago, prior to me being married, I used to date bad boys. You know, I went through my little bad boy phase. Most women have, or maybe a lot of women have.
Not all.
Some are smart from the jump. So I was dating this dude who, you know, I thought he was special, thought he was the one. One night I get a call from someone who saw him getting arrested. So I'm like, you know, as the good girlfriend, I'm panicked. I'm trying to figure out what happened. As soon as I pull up to where he was, I see the car driving off. He's in the back of the police car. So I call down to the jail and I'm bailing him out. As I'm sitting there in front of the bonds lady, she gets a phone call. She's looking at me all awkward and weird. I hear her telling someone on the phone, ma'am, I can't release that information. Someone's already here for that. So she hangs up and I'm like, sis, what happened? What's going on? She goes, well, apparently that was his fiance trying to figure out how much his bail was. Needless to say, I found out that man had a whole fiance that he had been together for like 12 years. And the car that he actually got arrested for outdated registration was her car. I left his tail. I left his tail right there and let her bail his little,
Did you get your money back? Was it too late? Had you already paid your money?
Okay, actually, let me tell you the whole truth. I actually did bail him out.
Tell the truth, Nina. And he did come over that one more time. Let him clean up a little bit, take a shower.
Moving on. Listen, Nina has made some mistakes in my life, and I have learned from all of them, and I will not go down that road again. So go ahead, George.
Yeah, I believe you. Listen, all right, here's my story. You want to go to jail. I had to go way back, younger than you. I was about 9 years old. All right, I came in. I was on the south side of Chicago where I was born and raised. A couple of my friends, Vonzell Booz and Shannon Gibson, I was with them. We went to the little grocery store. I had money because we had just finished cutting grass and we had just raked Mr. Green's leaves. So we had money and I went up and I went to the store. My friends went to go get their candy. I went down the aisle and I grabbed a bag of Nestle's chocolate chip morsels. All right, the kind you bake in cookies with. And I opened them. I took a handful. I threw them in my mouth. And then I was walking out, and I was about to walk out because I was going to buy candy. I said, I'll steal me some candy. I ain't got it. I can save my money. So I got the tap, just like you did, big man. I got the tap on my shoulder. He said, hey, turn around. I said, hey, whoa, whoa. He said, open your mouth. What you got? You just, I said, I'm going to open my mouth. He said, you do got something in your mouth. He said, open your mouth. You're going to go to jail. I said, no. So he took me into the back of the store and put me into a safe. Safe with a walk-in safe where they used to count the money. And my mama and the police got there, and I smiled, and I had brown and chocolate chips all around the crowns of, rims of my teeth. I said, Mama, I didn't do it. And she whooped my tail right there in the safe.
As she should. Call us now. Tell us, who do you think is the bold-faced lie? Is it me, Nina Brown, who bailed that you-know-what out of jail? DJ Iron, who stole some honey-baked hams, almost stole them, or George Wilbur, who got beat because he stole a handful of Nestle's morsels. 202-432-WHUR. Your chance to win a $100 Burlington gift card comes up next.
The Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. The world is listening.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show. I am Nina Brown. We're hanging out with the stress reliever. George Wilborn is here, and we're in the middle of Two Truths and a Lie with DJ Iron. Today's theme is jail stories, and guys, it's not always what you think it is. Go ahead, DJ Iron, tell us your story real quick.
My story was my family wanted honey baked ham for the holidays. I went to said store and got honey baked hams, paid for amount of honey baked hams for a small family. In the hustle and bustle of the place, they gave me probably enough honey baked stuff for a catering event, and I didn't say a word. So I go out to my car, I'm about to pull off, security guard, click, 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 click. Like, sir, is that your order? I'm like, yeah, that's my order. He's like, sir,
no. With all the conviction.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you know, since that's over $300, that's a felony. Again, sir, is that your order? No, officer.
My story was back in the days, probably what, 12 years ago. Just I try to block these memories
12
out.
12 years. About 2 years. Years. Who's counting?
Sorry, don't do me, girl, like that. Don't do me like that.
George, it wasn't even pre-COVID, bro.
See, now y'all not right. Okay, so I was dating a bad boy. I went through a bad boy phase. Thank God I grew out of it. However, I was dating this dude. I thought he was my one and only boyfriend. I thought I was his one and only girlfriend. He got arrested one night for expired registration on his tags. So like the good girlfriend, I go down to the jail's bond lady and I'm like, I'm the dedicated girlfriend. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm here to bail out so-and-so. I just need to know how much. I've got my checkbook. This is when checkbooks were a thing. I've got the money. Just let me know how much it is and how quick can he get out. She gets a phone call right as I'm sitting at her desk. She's looking really awkward. She's looking at me. She's talking in circles. She hangs up and I'm like, sis, what happened? She's like, well, I don't want to get involved, but apparently that's his fiance. She's trying to figure out who's here to bail him out, why you're here, who you are, and how much his bail is.
Ouch.
So like my dumb self, I still bailed him out. Yeah, just to find out, because I needed the end of the story. So right. I basically found out that he had been dating this girl for 12 years. It was his fiance, and she still married his cheating self.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm glad it wasn't me.
You know what? So that little money, shoot, it was worth it. Get rid of him.
The truth. Hello.
And my story is not as dramatic. I was a kid. I went into a grocery store with two friends of mine. I had just earned some money doing the right thing, you know, cutting grass in Chicago and raking leaves. Went to this store. I had my own money. I should have known that this is karma. And I grabbed a bag of Nestle chocolate chip morsels. I opened that bag. I threw those morsels in my mouth. And as I walked out the store, that guard snatched me in my collar and said, "You come back here, you little stealing little Negro, and you get back in here and get those chocolate chips out of your mouth." And I said, "I ain't took no chocolate chips." I actually had. And my mom whooped my butt right there in a safe that the man locked me in until her and the police got there.
All right, now, call us now and tell us who is the bold-faced lie. 202-432-WHUR. And hopefully y'all won't judge me as much as DJ Iron and George Wilborn have judged me today. It's the Frank Ski Show. Tell us who's lying.
I'll go with DJ Iron.
You think DJ Iron's lying? Tell me why you think DJ Iron is lying.
That was just a pretty big haul to be walking out with. I'd have my face be sagging on that one.
Okay. I guess Iron was trying to get over real quick. But keep listening, dear.
Thank you.
Frank Ski Show, tell me who's lying.
I thought George Wilborn was lying.
Ah, why do you think George Wilborn was lying? Is lying.
Because putting somebody in a safe and he still had that chocolate in his mouth when his mama got there. I have no doubt she beat his butt.
You can't visualize this. Am I the only one in the DMV that can actually visualize little George Wilborn with a mouthful of chocolate morsels and then getting his butt beat in the safe?
Yeah, nah.
Okay. Nah. All right. Keep listening, dear.
All right.
Frank Ski Show.
The one with the honey baked ham.
That's DJ Iron. Why do you think DJ Iron is lying?
Because I have been to the Honey Baked Ham lots of times, and they usually don't make mistakes that like that. Not a big mistake like that. I don't think so.
Got you. Well, keep listening, babe.
Okay, thank you.
202-432-WHUR. Call us and tell us who's the bold-faced lie. It is the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. Sounds
somebody
like
lying.
Washington.
Somebody lying.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown. I am cracking up because the stress reliever comedian George Wilborn is here, and it has been nothing but laughs today with him and DJ Iron. We're in the middle of two truths and a lie. We're about to find out who the liar is real quick.
Nah, you gonna say it like that?
Just a real quick recap of my story. Listen, I was going through a bad boy phase. I was young and dumb, okay? So don't judge me because I've already judged myself. Mm-hmm. I was dating a guy who I thought was my one and only boyfriend. Apparently, he had a whole fiance. So the night he got arrested, I went to go bail him out. His fiance called while I was bailing him out. That's when I learned he had a fiance. I still bailed his stupid butt out just so I could get the rest of the story because I didn't know she was telling the truth or what. Needless to say, she was telling the truth. They ended up getting married and he was still cheating on her after the fact.
Wow.
That's my story.
Man, he had two women to come bail him out and he the stupid one, huh? He the dumbass, huh? Okay, go ahead, big guy. Tell your story.
You know what, though? Unbelievable.
Yeah, y'all got two Einsteins over here, though. Dumbo over here, huh? Okay.
I'm not going to do Nina like that because I was dumb. Thanksgiving's long in the past. My family wanted some honey baked hams. We were going to have family over. Went to the honey baked place, ordered two hams, paid for the two hams. But because of the hustle and bustle, so much stuff going on, the lady gave me, it might have been a catering order. And trifling me, I didn't say nothing. I'm like, oh, you want, okay. So I hustle out, just take it to the car, put it in the car, about to pull off, rattle of the police knuckles on the glass, like, "Sir, is that your order?" I'm like, yeah, that's my order. We good. And I keep trying to pull off. He rattles again. It's like, "Sir, that's roughly around $400 to $500 worth of honey baked material. That's a felony. I'm asking you again, sir, is that your order?" No, officer. Fellas in jail. Jail means no women. No, sir. Take these hams back.
I know that's right. And I had a simple story. I was a kid. Went to a grocery store. I had my own money from earning it. Just had a lapse of judgment at a very early age. Went past a aisle of candy, chocolate chip, Nestle morsels was my candy choice back then. And I grabbed them and I opened them. I threw a handful in my mouth, not seeing the security guard behind me, undercover clothes pig. And he took me in the back and he roughed me up a little bit. No, he didn't. He just took me. He called my mom. He called the police. And I did get a well-whooped ass right there in the safe that the guy locked me in until my parents and the police got there.
That's a good black mama, okay? Whoop you on sight, okay? Whoop you on sight, okay? 202-432-WHUR.
Tell me who's lying.
George.
Tell me why you think George Wilborn is lying.
Because George said he was 9 years old when he ate some cookies. And I don't think he should have gotten no beating because he probably was hungry. Right, George? Please, George. Come on, George. We need a new coat, George.
You got to keep listening, boo. Keep listening.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Frank Ski Show, tell me who's lying.
The guy with the ham, speaking from experience, they never stopped on my one and let me return. They took my black ass to jail.
Oh, my God. Oh, you a savage. Keep listening, boo. Keep listening.
All right.
Frank Ski Show, tell me who's lying.
Okay, Nina Brown, you lying.
Oh, why do you think I'm lying? You got my first and my last name.
I'm sorry, Nina Brown. I'm sorry because that happened to me back in the day. You know, when you're young and foolish and everything, I think you're lying.
You think I'm lying?
I think you're lying because I think you're smarter than that. I admire you as a lady. I've been listening to you, and you ain't going to let your stuff get caught up like that.
Come on, sis. Who is this? What is your name?
My name is Marie McCoy, but Nina, I think you're lying.
Marie McCoy, you my girl. You know what? I'm giving you a virtual hug right now, and guess what else I'm giving you? A $100 Burlington gift card, girl, because you are right.
Nina, I had you right. I knew you were too smart for me, and I've been listening to you since you and Facey came on. You're too smart for that.
Marie McCoy, I love you, girl. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for thinking higher of me. I appreciate you, and I love you. And for that, we got this gift card. It's all courtesy of FedEx. And tell me the station that just hooked you up.
WHUR 96.3. Nina!
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown, and the stress reliever, George Wilborn, has been hanging out with us. He is so, so funny. I'm like,
thank you.
Thoroughly impressed with you. We've had an amazing time with you today. I hope this isn't the last time.
I hope not either. It's quite mutual. The smooth sound of Nina Brown and all of that stuff that you did when you was young and able to just expose all of that and empower black women and black men too. You know, it's thoroughly been a good time, you know, and I'm so happy for you and Frank Ski to be here. It's been a rough year, Nina, as you know, you know, so for me, this has really been uplifting, and to be able to be on the sounds of Washington and hear some of my family members, I know they're hearing me. It's been a really good day for me, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, George. And tell us, what do you have going on with you? What's been happening on the comedy circuit?
The comedy circuit has been gone. You know, me and all of my friends, I had a whole year of comedy booked that was completely wrapped, knocked off the books when the pandemic, when COVID-19 hit. So for me, I'm just grateful and blessed. I still have radio that I've been doing. I do a morning show, and that kept me and sustained me. But I've also been writing. I have a project, a film project, that I was able to shoot the early part of last year with some very credible and outstanding Hollywood producers. So that, even though it got slowed down, it's still very much in the process, you know. So the comedy is opening back up. I got to be going into Kansas City and Kansas City Comedy Club at the end of November, and that's going to be fun. And it's just now opening back up, you know. So I've been writing and doing some Zooms and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
You know, everybody been getting into that. I went through a lot of drive-in stuff, too, you know, because I was going crazy. I got a young fiance. You know, I got a young kid that's 5 years old and one that's in college. So I was going crazy. Crazy for real, you know. I went to drive-in church, You know, they got to drive to the church. You go into the church. You catch the Holy Ghost. You honk your horn and flash your lights. You know, it's very, very nice. I was going through the drive-through strip club, the gentleman's club. Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, yeah, you ain't hear about it? Oh, it's nice. Now, you drive in, and you stay socially distanced in your car. You stay in your car, and a team of sterilized strippers, I like to call them, they come out, and they be dancing and everything, and they hop on your hood and everything. It's cool, you know.
You turn your own
music on, they dance and everything. You can't get no lap dance, but they give you a windshield dash. They smash their butt right on your windshield for an extra $10. And then, you know, you just take the $10, you put it in the windshield wiper, and you whip it over to them. It was really nice. Then when you leave, Squeegee Man be outside, and he squeegee all the baby oil off your windows. It was a really good
party.
So I've been doing stuff like that and just staying fun and staying doing stuff to keep myself, you know, entertained in a very, very tough time, you know.
I see. Jeez, I was just about to say Cash App a Black Comedian today, but it sounds like you got money to throw away if you at the drive-thru strip club.
Oh yeah, no, it's very, very inexpensive. I was out about $22 at the whole deal, and Squeegee Man got four of them, so you know, it's very economical.
George Wilborn, tell us your social media. How can people follow you?
Man, you can follow me at The Stress Reliever or The Stress Reliever, depending on what school you went to. That's my Instagram. That's my IG. You can follow me at G Wilborn is my Twitter. And my YouTube page is George Wilborn, you know, YouTube/George Wilborn. And I hope people really get into that because I'm older. So, you know, the whole social media, I'm not going to do everything. I ain't going to tell you every time I'm going to the refrigerator, and all that. I don't do all that. I just woke up. I'm going to brush my teeth before I talk to you, but still, I want you to follow me, you know.
Well, thank you for brushing your teeth before you talk to
us. Absolutely. You know that.
Thank you for hanging out with us, George.
It's been a pleasure, Nina. Much love to you and to Frank Ski, and much love to Al and everybody who made this possible. A lot of fun hanging out with you.
Absolutely. It is the Frank Ski Show with me, Nina Brown, and as you heard, the stress reliever, George Wilborn, on 96.3 WHUR Sounds Like Washington. Frank Ski.
Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR. The world is listening.